Joined now by Frank Colonna, candidate for mayor. Frank, why are you running for mayor?
Well, thanks, Art. As you know, I've been in Long Beach many, many years. Actually, as a young kid, I delivered the papers for the Press-Telegram and the Herald-American. I think when I was about 11 years old, I started. And I always felt that I wanted to do something good for our city. I love our city. I've had a great opportunity to do things here. I started as president of Belmont Shore Business Association and eventually became a member of the city council. Worked side by side with our mayor, Beverly O'Neill, who's done an outstanding job. And if you've seen our renaissance in our city and everyone has seen it and realized it, I want to carry that to other areas of our city, bring our neighborhoods together, make everyone feel like there's this wonderful vision for our town, for what we can do. And I feel like I could do the job and look forward to doing it for all of our residents of our city.
Frank, what do you think are the critical challenges facing the city?
Well, as we all know, public safety is always number one on anyone's view in terms of what we need to do. My commitment is to bring at least 300 new police officers within my first term to the city. It's absolutely critical that we show a very strong public safety component. As a matter of fact, in the city council, I've made an agenda item, and we're bringing it forward, to bring mounted police back to the city for not only our downtown, but other parts of the city. Additionally, I think what's important is we've got other matters to deal with. Neighborhood empowerment. People want to feel in our city that their neighborhood is just as important as any other neighborhood in our city. And when you look at what we're doing with our template downtown and the billions of dollars we're investing, other people in our other neighborhoods in the city want to see that and participate in this beautiful sunny Long Beach that we're developing with a wonderful vision. And then the third item, which is absolutely critical, and we all know that, is environmental quality. I have a master's degree in environmental health. I was former director of environmental health for the city of Long Beach. And quality of life is so critical and important. We've got to clean up our air. We could do a better job of doing what we're doing. As president of Gateway Cities for two consecutive years, I actually have chaired and led the diesel emissions reduction program, where we're taking dirty diesel engines out of these vehicles and trucks and putting a lot cleaner operating vehicles. But we also have other matters. Our infrastructure is outdated for what we're trying to accomplish. So looking that in this composite, we've got work to do. Additionally, I'm chair of the Alameda Corridor Transportation Authority, and I'm bringing in an agenda item forward there to look at hybrid locomotives in the corridor.
You mentioned your environmental background. What is it in your background that believes that you are the best able to address the other challenges that you've identified as facing the city?
Well, my cohesive work with the police department, the fire department, and my neighborhoods, for example, I have a joint council that we've met once a month and bringing items forward, gives me a lot of opportunity to work with that vision, because I do believe that Long Beach can move forward in the next century, in this century, and lay a groundwork for not being just in the shadow of Los Angeles, but being a elite city for our region.
Frank, as you know, running for mayor is a major effort of time, resources. You've done it once before. You know the drill. What would you like to say to your opponents in this race?
Well, you know, as when you look at what we're trying to do and what we need to say to each other and what we want to do for our Long Beach, as far as I'm concerned, you know, our campaign is going to be a very professional one. I look at my other, look at them as colleagues, because we're running together for a vision, which is what we want to do for our city. So our campaign is going to be very positive, but I think I really want to feel like we need to deal with the issues. Who are you? Why are you running? And what's been your record? And for me, working with all these years that I have in the city council and in the public, I feel that my record speaks very well for itself.
You're finishing up your second term as councilman from the second district, for the third district, second term, third district. So in your almost 8 years in office, what achievements do you take greatest satisfaction from?
Well, probably the most that I could feel real positive about in terms of the environment is I chair the Rivers and Mountains Conservancy. I mean, I helped write that legislation. We brought well over $10 million worth of conservancy grants to the aquarium, to DeForest Park, to Los Rios Wetlands. And those contributions, I think, are very, very rewarding to me. Plus, you know, the neighborhood issues. We're doing a Belmont Veterans Memorial Pier reconstruction. We brought the Lone Sailor on Ocean Boulevard. So there's a lot of good things that I feel really positive about.
And which issues or challenges do you feel sad that you haven't been able to achieve in that period?
Well, As we all know, government takes a lot longer because it's public policy and working with the communities and trying to get all of us on the same page. But I think that that's part of what democracy is about. It's a little bit slower. You know, I'm in a business where you have timelines, but I've also learned that what people need to do is they need to know and clearly understand what are we doing, what are we getting ourselves into, and where are we going in this great city. And I'm glad to be part of it, and we're working hard to get to those accomplishments.
Okay, at the end of the segment, we're going to put up campaign information for Frank Colonna, as we did with the other candidates for mayor. We encourage all of you to get involved with the candidate of your choice. It's a very important decision facing the city, who is going to be the next mayor. And besides simply voting, and we hope all of you will exercise your right to vote, it's also important to become involved and support the candidate of your choice. The governor was in town recently, Frank, and you were mentioned as a supporter of the governor. Is that give us your view of that?
Well, you know, what the governor came to for us in California was reform. And there's a lot of things that maybe people may agree or disagree on. But one thing you could say about our governor is that he's really wanting to work hard to represent the people of the state of California. And I think that that's important. And he's also, I believe, working real hard to bring respect back to government. And as a public official, I have to tip my hat to him because he's working real hard for that. He came in as a citizen governor, and I think he's going to be well remembered for that.
Okay, Frank, we have a little bit less than 1 minute. We'll put up the campaign information at the end of the segment. The minute's yours to say whatever you want to the viewers here in Long Beach.
Well, thanks, Art. Long Beach is home to me. It has been for many, many years. I've been blessed. I started in grammar school here, St. Anthony's High School, went to Cal State Long Beach, UCLA, and then Cal State Northridge. I worked at the health department for 10 and a half years, and also started a political career on the city council. I've been very, very fortunate and very blessed to represent the public. It's an honor and a privilege, and I'm looking forward to being our next mayor, and I'm hoping that all your viewers will give me their support. I feel I'm sincere, I'm determined, and I'm confident, and I want to share that vision with all of our people that live in our city.
Frank Colonna, candidate for mayor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Art. Nice to be here.
Thank you at home for joining us. Please be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and the Press Telegram. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.